We are on Daf Vav Amud Beis. The Lachlufi Loi Chashinam, we have brought Hechoches that we're not Chayish, that Amaoretz will be Machlef. If one gives to an Amaoretz certain ingredients, kosher ingredients, without certain special occasions, a mother-in-law to for a son-in-law, or for a bar beirav, the way Rashi learns pshat, if there was a special tircha, the way Tosfos learns pshat, but normally, without these situations, if one gives ingredients, kosher ingredients, to an Amaoretz, one does not have to be chayish that the Amaoretz will take these ingredients and give different ones. Like the Gemara, we learned not like that. Vosanya, we learned in a Baraisa, Eishes Chova Teichenes im Eishes Amaoretz Bizman Shehit Meya. We learned that an Eishes Chava is taken together in Eishes Am Haaretz. Bizman, that means that taken the Tvue, they are taken the Tvue of a Eishes Am Haaretz, Bizman Shehit Meya. When the Eishes Chavar is Tomei, so then she is Teichen with the Eishes Am Haaretz. That means the Tvu of the Eishes Am Haaretz is the Mai. And if the Eishes Chavar is Tomei, so then when she's Tomei Bechlal, she's moved from touching macholim, so mamela, I can be assured that she won't eat from this demai. Avoloiv is man shehi tahere. When she's tahere, then it only if to, then she's not permitted to be taichen because I'm afraid she might come and be tayim from the demai. Rab Shimon ben Elazar Omer, af bizman shehit tmeya. Rab Shimon ben Elazar holds that even though when she's tmeya, is also loy sitchein, mipnei shechavotah neisenes lo vayichelas. Now let us see Rashi to understand what we're speaking about. Look, Rashi has it. Teichenes misayes lahanik esarechaim, she teichenes esatvua shalam ha'oret. You have two of an Amoret, so an Eishes Chava can help the Tchine. Bizman, Eishes Chava Tmeya. When the Eishes Chava is Tomei, Leka Lemeches Shema Tishka V'titein L'Soich Pia Dova Shein Imusa. One does not have to be afraid that, not thinking, since she's being Oisik with the food of a, it's Tmei, maybe not thinking she'll go and take some of the food in her mouth. Why? The kinen the tmeyahi, since she's tamei, ain't a regila liga ba mashi heisek is boy shema tetamo. If she's a tamei, she knows that she can't touch food. She might be metama the food. They were very nizar bizman chazal from tumen tare. Ustama oimedes mirochiki v'loi noga. So therefore, an Eishes Chava, when she's a Tmeya, so the Eisik that she's helping the Eishes Amoretz, she's Zicha away from the food, because she doesn't want to be Metama the food. So this is a Shmire that we can be assured that she won't, by mistake, eat this food, because she's far away from the food. Avoloi bizman shehi tahira. But if she's a tahira, the hoyel ustoma negas, since she very readily could be negay on the food, chayshinam, Shema tishkach v'teichel. Maybe she'll forget and she'll eat from the demai. So then a tahira is also. And Rab Shimon ben Elazar Omer, af is man shi tmeya lo titchem ne shechavata ne senes lo vaychelos. So Rashi says, shechavata ne senes lo vaychelos. That even though when she's a tmeya, so she stays away from the food, still in the time of the food. But the chavata, the ashes amaoretz, she'll go and bring her some food. She's standing far away, and this chavata is going to bring her some of this food, and the food is demai. So mamela, so Rab Shimon ben Elazar did not permit an ashes chava bechlau to be held in the trine of demai. Now, so what does this have to us? Alme shecheshuda lignoi mishel bailo. Now, why is Rav Shimon Elazar afraid that she'll take from the food and give to the Eishes Chava? It's not her food, it's her husband's food. Alme shecheshuda lignoi mishel bailo ulahachel es chavata, and she'll give to the chavata. So that means we were being mechalpel. If an am ha'oretz is machlev, no, machlev is a halbetzoret. Machlev is pshat, it's not gezel, it's chomos. I mean, that am ha'oretz takes the ingredients that was given to him, he gives different ingredients. So that you said that am ha'oretz is not machlev. Here we see that am ha'oretz is choshut and poshut a gezel. Rab Shimon ben Elazar said that we cannot permit an Eishes Chava to be Mesayeya, an Eishes Am Ha'oretz, in the process of being Toichen, the Demai, because we're afraid that this Eishes Am Ha'oretz will take from the food, which she has no right to take from, we'll see, and she'll give it to her. Alma shechshuda lignay mishal bailo lahachil eschavata. So Rashi had a problem now. And why should I think this Eishes Chava will eat the food? If the Eishes Amoretz has no right to give her from this food, and you want to prove from this that this, if the Eishes Amoretz has no right to give her from this food, then you want to prove from this that she's choshed on gezel, so why would the Eishes Chava accept the food? The Eishes Chava, afal pi sheine rigila, loy lechel gezel, loy lechel dovo sheine meusa, she zicha is not rogelti gezel, chayshinam leshikhe, the ovet inish, the minchi v'ochil mai diyoy blei. That means, this Eishes Hamoretz comes over to her. Please come, I want to give you something. And she gets flustered, she gets the yener is mafzer on her, that she should take it. So, she loses herself. And she doesn't realize that, how am I allowed to eat it? It's gezel, it's demai. She loses herself. The ovid inish, the minshi will forget v'ochel my diyovle. You give it to him, so they take it. They don't want to insult yana. They don't make the cheshbonis. So mamele, that is all to occur. Avolosei slacherem, but this eishes am ha'oretz, she wasn't pressured to do it. Ilav the chashuda regila begezel loy min shayich. Man, how can she go and take from her husband's food and give it to this lady? There's no pressure on her. There's no tirda on her. She realizes this is her husband's food and she has no right to take it. No pshat is an amoretz, an aishis amoretz. Gezel doesn't mean anything by them. They're choshed on gezel. So therefore, Rab Shimon ben Elazar said that an Eishes Chava, even though she's a Tmeya, and Mitzad Atzma, she will never get close to the food, and we don't have to declare she might come and eat it, But we have to be afraid that the Eishes Amoritz will give it to her. And if you're afraid that the Eishes Amoritz will give it to her, so Al Kolchoch, you see that Amoritz is Choshed and Gezel. So if an Amoritz is Choshed and Gezel, Avad Givis an Amoritz is Choshed Machlufi. Omer Rav Yosef, so that's Mahashta Migzel Gozlo, Chlufi mi boy. Amar Rav Yosef, Osam Nami, Moire vi Amra, Tura, Midishe Ka'ocha. So Rashi says, Moire heta la'atzma, Tura, Midishe Ka'ocha. She knows, Lysaxim Shoir Bedishe, if a Shoir is working, so if he's working, he's allowed to partake from the food. So Memele, this Eishes Amoritz feels that this Eishes Chava is helping her. So we have to, Alicia should partake from the food that she's helping in grinding. Vizu hoyl mesayis oisa lehavi gezel. Akvonim, that's what she thinks. She thinks it's not gezel. So if it's not gezel, so Memele, so fakir. So we have here, don't have a raya that an Amoritz is choshed and gezel. This Eishes Amoritz feels is the proper thing to give a chelik of the food to this Eishes Chava. So Mamela, so you don't see from here that an Amoritz is choshed and gezel. Let us see Taisvis. Eishes Chava Teichenes im Eishes Amoritz. Perish bekunteris, teichenes tvue shalam haoretz, bizman shehitmeya eishes chavu, when the eishes chavu is tame, velekele meche, shem batishkach, vetitain leseich pia, she won't forget, and take some of the food, partake of some of the food, dover shein emusa, the kivin, the tmeya, he ain't any gas, since she's tame, so she doesn't get close to the food, and is tame, medes miroch. Is Bekitza, according to Rashi, the whole Mishneh, the whole Baraisa, is speaking about Hilchus Demai. When is an Eishes Chava permitted to be Oisik in the Trina of Demai? So the Tanakhama says if she's a Tmeya, then she's permitted. And Rav Shimon Naloza says a Fila Tmeya is also not permitted. So the Baraisa is speaking about Hilchus Demai when a Eishes Chava is permitted to be Oisik B'Demai. V'koshe Rektoisves Dahach Mishneh Misnaye B'Meseches Tairis. This is Mesechtes Tairis. What is Mesechtes Tairis? L'Perish HaKuntish Havale L'Misti B'Meseches Demai. This is a Demai Dike Shaila. So Memele doesn't belong in Tairis. It belongs in Demai. Kasha number one. Void kasha, a second kasha, the perish the chavata neisanis la vaichelas, and the chavata gives her al machshuda lignoi mishal baila. So you see, an amoritz is choshed and gezel, avad gives lach lufi. Like Tosfos ve'ein zegzela, they're not bal makpid bedava muat. What's she not giving her sacks of tvor? She's giving her something to eat. So a dove muet, the baal is in makpid, so you're making a mountain out of a molel over here. She's not a goslin. Kedisnan bagoizel basra mekabla minanoshim dove muet letztoke. Why? Because a dove muet, the husband is in makpid. Kasha number two. Kasha number three. Begamze doichik moi, shemachale pein eishes chova leishes amore. The Ovid Inish the Minshi Va'ochel Madi Yoivilei. Abolos is Lachayim Ilav the Regila Begezel Loi Minshai. He says we have over here that the Eishes Amoritz gave something to the Eishes Chava T. So when it comes to the Eishes Chava, so how do you understand? Why should I be afraid she'll eat it? It's Gezel. It's Einemusa. No. She gets flustered and the Ovid Inish the Minshi Va'ochom Adayoivle. When it comes to the Eishes Amoritz, there you say, oh, how can she do such a thing? she's a gazlan, and since she's rogel begezel, that's why she'll do such a thing. This one mice, and each party, you look at it in a different light. When it comes to the Aisha's chava, you abaditshiva, and you fan for her. No, she forgot, she didn't realize. When it comes to the Aisha's amaronis, oh, she did it, she's a fatoman, she's rogel begezel, and that's why she's doing it. Very interesting. How you touch up each the actions of each party. But a fourth kasha, v'hayich teichenis ima ishes chover. This whole Indian, where Rashi explains it, areihim misayeis yidei oivrei aveire. She's misayeis. What is she doing over here? You have an ishes amoritz. She's grinding kernels of the mai. And yet she's helping her make kemach. Now what's going to be with this kemach? What's going to be? They're going to make challah. They make bread out of this kemach, and they're going to eat the demai. The amarat was going to eat the demai. So by her being mesayeya and the trine, she's mesayeya in reyaveder. I mean, they're going to partake from this kemach, and they're going to be nichshol nachilas d'may d'amaratzim, and I'm helping them make the kemah. How are you allowed to do such a thing? Ubesayif hanizokin muchach da'osa l'robe. In Seif hanizokin, it would seem that according to Robe, you're not allowed to be messiah and am ha'oretz to prepare food of d'may because you're machshalim. That's according to Robe. The Meforish Masnisen, Rove had a problem. The Mishnah says there as follows. The Mishnah says someone who is also, that's Choshud and Shviyis, you're allowed to lend Kalim, which they might do Melochis with these Kalim to prepare the food, but physically, you're not allowed to help them prepare the food. You're allowed to lend them kelim. That's what you're allowed to do by Shviyis. By an amaoritz, it says, you're allowed to lend them kelim, and you're allowed to help them also prepare the food by an amaoritz. So, Rove had a problem. Why, by an amaoritz, are you allowed to help them prepare? When it comes to a person who's choshed on Shviyis, you're not allowed to help them. You lend them kelim al tzarkei shalom, but to help physically, to help, you're not allowed to help. And by an amoritz, you're allowed to help physically that they should, in the preparation of the food. So Rava says pshat, you know what pshat the Mishnah is? The mashalas isha eishes chovel eishes amoritz nofe v'kavore ubayeres v'teichenes imo. Ba'amoritz de Rabbi Meir. I'm not speaking about an amoritz who eats the mai. Chas v'sholom. An amoritz that eats the mai. So they're choshed to eat macholos asuris. Mai is also not allowed to help them prepare the food. You're a messiah de Rabbeir. It's speaking about amoritz de Rabbi Meir. What's the amoritz de Rabbi Meir? Rabbi Meir said, a person who eats, does not eat chulin betare, he's an amoritz. There's an Indian to eat chulim betare. And if a person is not nizah and chulim betare, he's an amoritz. So, v'tumah betare derabon, and this whole Indian of eating chulim betare is a derabon the Indian. There, the Mishnah says, about starkei sholem, you're allowed to go, and then the anashis chover is allowed to be misayaya, and anashis amoritz, to prepare the food, even though she's not nizah b'chulim betara, I'm allowed to help her. Because the whole deal, chulim betara, is only a rabbon of the kedim. But Rove says, by demai chas v'sholom. Anashis chov is not allowed to help anashis amaoritz to prepare food of demai, because you're misayayim revere. Fractoisves, so according to Rabbi, what is pshat in this paraisa? Here it says, here we're only worried about, will she be nichshol in achilas mai? Won't she be nichshol in achilas mai? But no one ever worries about, I'm a sayyei oivrei aveire. According to Rabbi, you're not allowed to do this, I'm a sayyei oivrei aveire. That's the kasha according to Rabbi. Ula Abaye. Now there's an Abaye on that Mishnah also. Abaye explains why are you allowed to be Messiah, Aneshis Amoret. So Abaye says, Roiva Maratze Maasremein, the whole thing is a Psachum Rebaume. So they make it. So therefore Abaye says, there's no problem Messiah Evre Yavere. By Dmai, the whole thing is a Psachum Rebaume, there's no problem Messiah Evre Yavere. Fine. So according to Abaye, it's very good, this Paraisa. So there's no problem with Saib Rebeir. Frek Toises or Abaye, the Omar Reiv Amayor, it's Maaschenheim, Shori Lesai, so then there's a different problem. There it says in the Mishnah, Shori Lesai B'chol Inyin, V'hocha Asrin and Bizman Shei Tahiro. Ah, here the Paraisa is afraid. Good, Abba Reis doesn't speak about Messiah Re'aveira. But Abba Reis is afraid maybe this Messiah might become Nichol and eats from the Demai. So therefore you have to make sure she's a Tmei and she stands with the 20 feet away, with the 20 foot pole, she's away from the food. And Rav Shimon ben Elo says, Machma Filobaya Tmei. And there is a Mishnah. There is a Mishnah that says you're allowed to be Messiah, yeah, no problem, according to Abaye. No problem, Messiah, they were there. But what's the problem? Maybe she might come and eat from the Dmai, the Chavra might come and eat from the Dmai. Labai, the Marei, 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 the Bizman shehi tahira. Here it says clearly that if she's a tahira, if she is a tahira, that she's not allowed to be misayeya. V'lek aluk miyahi bizman shehi tmeya. Maybe we'll say that Mishnah is speaking about when she's a tmeya. We'll say it like this. We have here the time to come of this paraisa says that a tmeya is allowed to be misayeya. By a tmeya, there's no problem. There's no problems that she might become Nichshol because she stands with a 20 away with a 20 foot pole. So we'll say that Mishnah goes according to the Tanna Kama. Udaloike Rav Shimon ben Elozer, the Behed Yektoni Boireres. There it says in that Mishnah that the Mashal is Eishus Chavel Eishus Hamor, it's not for the Kavero, U Boireres. Now U Boireres means Negasi. So it can't be speaking about a Tmeya. A Tmeya doesn't touch food. So it has to be speaking about a Torah. So there the Mishnah is speaking about a Torah. And according to Rashi, Abba Reise says a Torah is not allowed to be Messiah. She might become Nichshol and Bishar. She's touching the food. She might become Nichshol and Achilas Demai. So this whole Reise that Rashi said, Pshadin, there's enough in the Mishnah Faker. According to Rava, the whole thing is also as Messiah Evrei Aveira, and according to Abaye, it's Mutar Afilu Bayit Tahira. Mefarish Rabbeinu Chananu V'chein Rabbeinu Tam Shehatvue Shel Chova Ayri. Number one, it's a different story. It's not a story the way, even though the Loshon is very shver, and according to the Rabbeinu Chanan and the Rabbeinu Tam, it's fakert. It's really Eishes Am Ha'oretz Teichenes Im Eishes Chova. That's number one. We're speaking about that the Tvue belongs to the Eishes Chova. We're not speaking about Dmai. And that is why this Barais is a Mesechtes Taris and not Mesechtes Dmai. So what are we speaking about over here? We're speaking about, we have to, let's give it a shtikal hakdome. A shtikal hakdome is as follows. That in Tumah and Tare, so the Amaratzim, Legabi, the Chaveirim, and the Dinah, they weren't Nizer in the Dargis of Tumah and Tare, but the Chaveirim were Nizer. So Mamele, Namoretz was Tomei Legabi Yachoba. So Mamele, so let us just say, let's speak a little Oisimveinik. So if you have an Eishes Am Ha'oretz that wants to help an Eishes Chova, and she knows that she's a Tmeya, I mean, there's a certain Tumas that they were Zichan Nizer in, there were Dagas of Tumas, they weren't Nizer, but she knows that she's a Tmeya, So then I can take this Aishis Amoritz, who knows that she's a Temeya, and I can ask her to help me, because when she knows she's a Temeya, she won't touch the food, so the Aishis Chava will be secure that she won't touch the food. She knows she's a Temeya, so she won't touch the food. So there's no problem that the Aishis Amoritz will be metame the food. But what if she's a Tahoira Lefi Daita? I mean, she's Toyer. She's not a Toyer according to the Chaverim, the Chumras of the Chaverim. Lefi Daita, she's a Toyer. So then I can ask her to help, because she feels she's a Toyer. She'll readily touch the food and she'll be metama the food. So that is Pshat. Let's just see the Lashon of the Barais and then we'll see Taisus. That really Eishes Am Haoretz Teichenes Im Eishes Chava. That's really the Mechuvah. Even though the Loshon is Fakel, and God the Taisus Harosh brings down, there's a Tesefta that says Taka this Loshon Eishes Am Haoretz Teichenes Im Eishes Chava. Bizman Shehi Tmeya. When she knows, she realizes that she's Tomei, so there's nothing what to worry about. She won't touch the food. She knows that she's Tomei. When she thinks she's a Tahira, so then don't take a nation's Amoritz to help you, because she feels she's a Tahira. There's nothing wrong with her touching the Tvur, and she'll be Madame of the Tvur. Now let us see in the Veni Kentosis. That's why it belongs in Masech Tistaris. It's speaking about a Tvur Shel Chava. Bizman she Tmeya. What does that mean? And Aishis Amoritz is always a Temeya. No, bizman she Aishis Am Haoretz Machzekes Atzma Ketemeya. She realizes and she holds that she's a Temeya. She is Eres Miliga Betvur. Then, when she knows when she's a Temeya, she won't touch the Tvur. Avoloi bizman she Machzekes Atzma Betahira. But if she feels that she's a Tahira, Dozein is eres miliga betvua metame lor, so she'll be metame the tvua of the Yeshus Chava, so then don't ask her to help you, she'll be metame the tvua. Fine. Amshim im ben alozer roime, af is man shemachzekes atzma becheskas tmeyam, even when she realizes that she's a tmeya, Loi titchoin. Now see the lotion of Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Abizman she itimei loi titchoin. Mipnei shechavate noisenes lo voicheles. Now what's the problem over here? Zogt Rav Shimon, zogt Taisvis. Mnei shechavate. Eishes am haoretz acher. Another eishes am haoretz. Now we have over here, we have three women. Rachel is an Eishes Chava. Leah is an Eishes Amoritz. And Leah is a Chavot Rivka, also an Eishes Amoritz. Fine. Now, Leah is when she's working together, she knows she's a Temeya. So when Leah is working together with Rachel, she knows she's a Temeya. She can't touch the food. No, so she's working there, Bamuna, she can't touch the food. She's a Temeya. Now, her good friend Rivke, who's also Eishes Amoritz, is a Tahira. Rivke is a Tahira Lefi Daita. Rivke comes by, she asks Leah, no, you're working so hard, did you take some of the food? She says, how can I take the food? I'll be Metama the Eichlo. No problem. I'm a Tahira. I'll take it for you. I'll give you a portion. I'll take it. It's Tashub. So you're working and you're not getting any of the food. I'll take some of it. I'm a Torah. By me, there's no problem. A wife of another Amoritz. She thinks she's a Torah. She's going to go and give her. So Rav Shimon ben Elazar says, don't start up with Amoritz. Because Amoratzim have different guidelines. What's Toyer and what's Tomei by them is what by us is Tomei by them is Toyer. So you say I have nothing what to worry about because she knows that she's a Tmeyer. Sure, She knows that she's a Tameya, but her friends don't know that they're Tameyim, and they're going to go over and take from the food. Now, can't say about who are you to take this food? A friend, this Rivke, who are you to take from the food and give it to Leah? Who are you? Poshe to Gazel. So the Gemara wanted to bring a raya from him that Amoritz is a Gazel. And Amoritz is, it's mamish, because this woman is mamish, it's mamish a maisa gzeila. So you see, Amoritz is choshe dan Gazel. In Grad, it's very interesting. What kind of Amoritz are we speaking about over here? We're speaking about Lucheran Amoritz the Rameya. We're not speaking about Amoritz at choshe dan Demai. We're speaking about Amoratzim. Bechayre who are choshen on tumah v'tare. So it's a koshke, it's an amor, it's a choshen on mai, zikha choshen on gezel. Obetei sefte de tares perek res ktoni, af al pi she einoi acheles, and the sefte says a different shash, even though this layer who is tomei will not eat, meisenes lacherem hoichlem. That means she feels bad. She's working. She realizes her hands are tied. She can't touch the food. But she feels bad, but she's entitled to get a portion, or she wants to get a portion. So in order to rectify this, she's going to call over Rivke, her friend, Rivke. Rivke, go, I can't touch this. It's a shot, I can't take it for myself. Take for yourself. Take what I should have taken, if it would have been a Torah. You take it for yourself. So she's the Gazlan. Hash the Porer Shaper, hash the Migzal Gazlan, Tfuah Shalashis Chover, Chilufi Miboy. You see what an Amoritz is Choshadan. This mamish is taking someone else's Tfuah. And what does the Gemara answer? The Gemara answers, Turim Midishe Kochel. All these Amoratzim think there's nothing wrong. They think she's entitled to take extra food. When you're working, you're allowed to take from the food you're working with. So Mela, she thinks she's not doing anything wrong. The Chavata thinks she's not doing anything wrong. So there's no Gazlonim over here. If there's no Gazlonim, so Mela, so there's no Gazlonim, so Mela, there's the Nachosh and Gazlonim. So the Gemara weiter. Heyed Rabbi Yeshua ben Zoros ben Chomov shal Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yeshua ben Zoros, the brother-in-law of Rabbi Meir, lifnei Rabbi, he said Eidus to Rabbi, al Rabbi Meir sha'ochol olo shal yerek leveishon. He's the brother-in-law of Rabbi Meir came to Rabbi, told he saw that Rameya ate an Olo shall yerek the Beishon without being mafresh maizchus. That's a psah. Amir de Kazach. That means Rameya ate yerokes from Beishon without being mafresh maizchus. Rabbi heard this. So what's pshat? So we see from Rameya that Rameya held that Beishon is not Eretz Yisrael. I mean, he ate without a precious maizus, you see. Beishon is not Eretz Yisrael. V'hita Rebbe es Beish Shon Kula. Oh, Yodai. So I mean, this Eidus of Rameya's brother-in-law, because of this Eidus, Rebbe made a mapecha, they put up Kol Koyres. Beishon doesn't have to be mafresh from his maizus. It's not Eretz Yisrael. But this was mamish. This made the front pages. Chibro olav ochiv ubeis oviv omruloi mokim shabaisecho vavis abaisecho nogu boyisa. Till now in Beishon they used to be mafresh maizres. Ato tinig beheta. Now all of a sudden a pisazoi, it's mutter. Zaleretz Yisrael, it's mutter. How can you do such a thing? We have a Messiah from Avaisecha, Avais Avaisecha. Dorishlan Mikraze, the Kitas, Nechash, and Nechoshes, it says by Chizkiyo, Melech Yehuda, the Nechash and Nechoshes, Asha'os and Moshe, Chizkiyo destroyed it. the pasuk says, why did he destroy the Nachash and Nachashis? Ki at hayomim ha'hema hoyu b'nei Yisrael mekatrim loy. The b'nei Yisrael were makter to this Nachash and Nachashis. Vayikro loy nechoshtam. And they called it, and he called it nechoshtam. Nechoshtam means it doesn't have any powers to it, it's just a piece of nechoshes. And he destroyed it. So Rebbe said, Chizkio HaMelech destroyed it. This Nechash HaNechoshes, Efshel Bo'oso V'loi Bi'aroi, Bo'yo Hishofet V'loi Bi'aroi, these were Melochim Ksheirim, who were Mevayr Avodah Zarah. They were not Mevayr the Nechash HaNechoshes. Bimeyem, the Nechash HaNechoshes, was still existing. V'aloi kol avodah zarah sheba'olam osa v'yishofet bi'arum, and this was left over, and all of a sudden Chizkiyahu went and destroyed it. Elamokei minichlo avosav lizgaber boy. So vaistois min hashemayim, it was min hashemayim, they wanted that Chizkiyahu should accomplish something, but his office didn't accomplish. This was min haShemayim. Afani mokim enichlu yavoisel izgadaboy. You're asking Taka Beishon is the doch. Till now, everyone was mafresh maisres. Aislisis was min haShemayim, but listen, I hear, but you ask me, matzach kefirta zoi. The minig was like this. Listen, I have enough proof that there's no need to be mafresh maisres. I have proof on this. I mean, a mayor was enough of an authority for me to say you're not going to be mafresh maisres. No, matzach hazay gefir. Mokim inichalu yavoy sayli izgadabo. Let's see what Rashi says. Hey, Rabbi Yeshua, Anami Mishumene Kadosh Baruch Hu Mevi Takol Ayidei Tzadikim Noket Lo. Later we're going to have this inyan. Ola Shal Yerik, Ameya Eida Ola Shal Yerik, Bela Yisa, Vihita Rabbi Alpi Eidisu. And Rabbi was matter. As Beishan Kulo, Lechel Yerik Shalo Upeiris Eilam Betidlan Ilati Tirokish Ilati Itapeiris. Kasal kedaitach, and we'll see later as the sugya progresses, kasova ramei elav meretz Yisrael, it's not Eretz Yisrael. Umayser dogon b'chutz loretz unoig midarabona. Mayser dogon b'chutz loretz unoig midarabona. Hoyel b'oretz d'iraise. Mayser dogon, chameshes aminim is adaraise in Eretz Yisrael, son chutz loretz unoig midarabona. Abo mayser yeret. The Beretz Gufei de Rabbonam Goso Midi Bechutz Loretz. So Memele, so that's Pshat in Rameya. Rameya held that Beishon is not Eretz Yisrael. So Memele, so therefore, so even though we're Machmer and Chutz Loretz and Maisris, that's Maiser Dogam, because in Eretz Yisrael it's Adereis, so on Chutz Loretz it is a chutzlot, it's a darabona. But Maisa Yerek, which is Neretz Yisrael, a darabona chutzlot, they were make. The E Meretz Yisrael, if we'll say that Beishon is Eretz Yisrael, Afa gav the Remeye, the Rebbe, Acha Chubin, even though they were after the Chubin, a kaimelon meiser dog in the reise. I mean, then the yerek the rabbono. The kedusha achroine the ezra kitsha aflam aflo osid lovoi. So memele, so it can't be speaking about. Rashi is just giving us, we should understand what was the heter of Rameya. So Rashi, that's what Rameya was. The Gemara held, we'll see later a little differently, the Gemara held that Rameya said that Beishon is not Eretz Yisrael. So Memel, it's not Eretz Yisrael, so even though you have to be Matrish, Maisris, and Chutzlov, that's Maiser Dogo, not Maiser Yerek. Now Rashi says, but you can't say that they were Mata to eat Yerokis without a prosha because it's after the Churban. And Kedushas Ezra also became bottle. But maybe that's what you'll say, Pshat. The E Meretz Yisraeli, if you'll say that the Beishon is from Meretz Yisrael. After the Churban, Bizmanenu Meiser Dogen is still at the Reise. The Yerik the Rabbono. The Kedusha Achroine de Ezra Kitsha Af Lossed Lovoy. She can't say that he was matter because it's after the Churban. Because after the Churban, the Zachir and Meiser Dogen in Atoira, Meiser Yerik the Rabbono. And then Rashi is Moisev, Kediktoni Hita Rebbe Es Beishon, Michlau Desham Mekoymes Noig Behem. We see Rebbe was only Mata Beishon. He wasn't Mata all over. Michlau Desham Mekoymes Noig Behem. But Rashi wants to be Moisev over here. Perhaps we'll come back soon to this Rashi. The Kitas Nechasha Nechoishis, Bechizkiyom Al Yehudetzi. So the Rebbe, when they bombarded Rebbe, Avisecha, Bavois Avisecha, Mokim Hinichu, Sheyoboyu, Boneinu, Achreinu, Im Loim Tzumal Esakin, Bamei Yigdal Shmom. So the Marsha says we have to learn this Rashi with two grains of salt. Rashi doesn't mean that they weren't Mevayod Avoy Dezorah, that Chizki should say he did something big. It means it was the Lemaise, they didn't realize that there's a Chiyuv Bir. And why did this come about that Chizkiyo should be Nisgadol al Yedei Tulose? Nisgadol, Lihisgadol. Fine. So that's what Rabbi told them. So Machnish Kenese, till now Take Begmanizer, but Bokim, Hinichu, Liavoisai, Lihisgadol. Mikan. So now the Mor says, from this whole Maise, the Talmud Chochem she'oma dvar aloche. Talmud Chochem said a dvar aloche. She'ein mazichen oisoi, v'omri lo ein maznichen oisoi, v'omri lo ein maschichen oisoi. Tvila shoynis. Man da oma, we'll see some shat, man da oma mazichen kedersib leizach achoishen. Amandoma ein maznichen der sib kolayiz nach loyla mashem. Amandoma maschichen des nan mishrabu zechuchei alei rabu machloikes biyisrael. Zot Rashi. Mikan shereinu. Now we have another limit. Forget, Rebbe explained his actions. He explained why he did what he did. But the whole motivation of Rebbe was because someone came and told him at Pesazai. I mean, before that, someone told him a maise which was mamish against what the Olam was noyik till now. He comes and tells him Rameyah was not mafresh maises in Beishon, and till now everyone was mafresh maises. So why did Rameyah accept what he told him? I mean, you're telling me something that, tell me, Gavra Rabba did something which is l'chayre very mechudishtik. Mikan, but who was this person who told him? This person who told him was the shvoger of Rameya. So Mikan, shereinu shekibo Rebbe Eidus, who was mekabel this Eidus, v'lomat himeno, and he learned fakel from this, he learned a psazei anu aloche, Afa pisha dovel temo, it was a murdika thing he told them. Shreme oilam oinoigim boyisa. Lo madnu, we learned from this, she'ein meizichin talmud chochem ha'oimer dvar haloche shel chidush. Talmud chochem tells you a dvar haloche shel chidush. Leima loishamata. Don't tell, it can't be. Don't tell him that. Ein mazichin Ein mavdilan oisai mishmu oisai leimar chazerboch. That's a lotion of Yizach Achoishim. Yizach Achoishim, that the Choishim should not be muvdol me'ala eifoi. So here you can't tell him, it can't be what you said. Ema vilan oisei mishma oisei leima chazeba. Maznichen mishakzin es dvorov. Mishakzin es dvorov, the Chassam Sofer says, you tell him in his face you're a liar. How can you say such a thing? You don't do that. He's a Talmud Chochem. Listen what he has to say. Maschichen loima gavoscha gomoloch. Stoma yo abal gaiva shlehitis oizen lishmoye dovo kilchos mipirabo. Lishnachine matvine mesalken oise midvorov. We take him away from what he said. Zuchuchi loshin voyalei vishlehdikdik mipirabe kolzoche vusom chualiba. Al koponim, so now we know, we know that Abeinu Kodesh was strong, what he paskin, Nichol li avoisai, mokem li skadavoi, and we see he accepted what Talmud Chochem said, and parted. Maskif lo, Rabbi Yehuda bereid Rabbi Shimon ben Posi, ומי איקה למען דאומה ובישון לב מארץ ישראלי, this whole, but that's the Salkadaita that Rashi said. The Gemara had understood till now that Rameya said that Maskif lo Rab Yehuda b'reid Rab Shimon ben Pozi, ומי איקה למען דאומה ובישון לב מארץ ישראלי, is there anyone that holds that Beishon is not from Eretz Yisrael? Rabbi is telling you it's not Eretz Yisrael. Vokziv v'loi hoirish menashe es beishon. By the kibush rishim, menashe did not chase them, the goyim out of beishon ve'es b'noiseh, ve'es tanach ve'es b'noiseh. He said, forget, let them live there, and they'll pay taxes. But he was kovish. Menashe, Shevet Menashe was kovish beishon. But it says over top, but there's enough in the Pasuk that it's Eretz Yisrael. They were Kavishit. They let the Goyim remain there. They should pay taxes. So how could you say Rameya said that it's not Eretz Yisrael? It's a Pasuk. So the Gemara says, it's the mitzvah, ha da omar Rab Shimon ben Eliyakim mishum Rab Elazar ben Ptos, sha omar mishum Rab Elazar ben Shamua. No, you're missing the point. It's Eretz Yisrael. But Harbi, we learned, Harbi Krochim Kofshim Oilei Mitzrayim. There were many Krochim that Oilei Mitzrayim were Kovish, like Kofshim Oilei Bobo. The Oilei Bobo were not Kovish then. Ukesovar, and what was pshat in this, that the Oilei Bobo were not Kovish, Harbi Krochim? Ukesovar, Kedusha Rishayna Kitsha Leshatov, like Kitsha Lossed Lovay. The Kedusha Rishayna that came about through the Kibush of Yehoshua, that was only Noyeg Lishato. Kozman, they didn't go in Golas. V'loikitcho lo'asid lovot. Now the Kedusha Shniya of Ezra is Mekudish lo'asid lovoi. So v'hinichum, and they wanted bedavke, that there should be Arotzeis in Eretz Yisrael, which were not Niskadish, v'sheyismuchu aleihem aniyim b'shviyus, that there should be places in Eretz Yisrael, that Harisha will be mutter, and Zriya will be mutter, that it shouldn't have Kedushas Haaretz. So memeilem, so fakat the Kedusha Shniya, that Kedusha is Mekudish Lossed Lovoi, but the Ezra was not Mekadish, all the Mekaymes. So that is what Rameya was Mekadish, that Beishan was, that the Ezra was not, the Kedusha Shniya was not Kovish Beishan, so Beishan didn't Eretz Yisrael, doesn't have Kedusha Soretz, so Memele. So that is why you don't have to be Mafrish, Maisa Yeret. Hoyrish Elohinicham Lamas Oyved Vyashvim Benay. Ishtemitze Le Yehuda Bereid Rab Shimon Ben Pozi, Harbe Krochim Kovshu Oile Mitzrayim, Vikitchum Bekdushus Oretz, Le Kovshum Oile Bobo, Le Katshum Bishniyah, Le Kach Le Kovshum, Le Kosovri, Hayo Vahutru Hutru. Since the Kedusha went off. The Kedusha Rishayne Batla. The Kedusha Rishayne became Batla. The Chikitsha Yeshua L'shaita Kitsha was Makadisha L'shaita. B'lei Losev Lovay. Is Kasha Golu B'meinu V'chadnetza. So that Kedusha fell off. V'lei Rotsu L'ahach the Kedusha also. G'day she'yeh muta lachresh v'lizroyeh sham b'shviz. Shein ha'heges b'chutz la'oretz, the shviz is not knowing b'chutz la'oretz, v'yismuchu aleim aniyim lit oleket shikra peye, the chachamim are mesakin, even though it doesn't have two shesot, there should be leket shikra peye, u'maiseroni, there should be maiseroni b'shviz, or kaponim, Ubeishan mehem oisa, and Beishan was one of these mekaymes that Ezra was not kaivish. Vaisan shekichu, those mekaymes that they were mekadish, hein loy batlu bechubin shayni. They didn't, that kedusha didn't become batlu. Kidamrinim biyevomis baru, viviyacha Hashem alakecha lot asheyoshua beisecha, Virishta, there's two Yerushas, Yosha Visech Virishta. Yerusha Rishayne Oshniya Yeshlem. Shabbat la Yerusha Rishayne Benikre Shniya Yerusha, they took it over again. Ava Yerusha Shlishes, Ein Lehem, Shashniya Loi Poska. Hilkach, Bimei Rebbe, Nogu Issa Boret. Now, God, I saw, a very interesting Beis Halevi. Beis Halevi, Chele Gimel, Simen Aleph. The Beis Halevi has two problems. Chele Gimel, Simen Aleph, Ois Dalet. There are rayas from Rashi in different Mesechtes and Baba Kama and Gittin that Rebbe personally holds that Kedusha Rishayna like Kedusha Shniya like Kitcha Lassid Lavi. Rebbe holds Kedusha Shniya like Kitcha Lassid Lavi. That's one problem. So, he personally holds like Kitcha Lassid Lavi. So, he says as follows, that's true. He held that like Kitcha Lassid Lavi. But the Chachamim held Kitcha Lassid Lavi. So in this Nekude, if like Kitcha, he didn't want to make a Nesek out of it. I mean, personally holds like Kitcha, personally holds you don't have to be Makdish Maisches from Gantz Eretz Yisrael, because it's like Kitcha. The Chachamim held Kitcha Lassid Lavi, so Memele, I mean, he didn't make an Nesek out of that. So Memele, so the whole Asik over here was only on Beishan, was Afilu, according to the Chachomim. There was no Kedusha Shniya, so Memele, and then there was a Maisa Rav, a Meir, when the 80 Rokas without a Foshas Maisa. So in Beishan, he made a Trask. In Eretz Yisrael, he didn't want to make a Trask. I mean, because at the Chachamim hold its Kitcha Lassid Lavi, so Memele, he didn't want to chep in Eretz Yisrael. Even though personally, he held that, you don't have to be Mafresh Maislis anywhere. Right. So Rashi says in a few Elta that Rebbe held like Kitcha Lassid Lavi. That was Rebbe personally, but the Chachamim held it as like. So he says, we can be Medaik from Rashi. Rashi says, Ba'oison shekitchu, those that they were mekadish, Ezra, leibotlu b'chubin sheni, kidamrinim b'yibomis ba'oru, v'yachar shem alakecha la'otz ha'shiosh ha'bisech v'irishta, yirush reshayne shniya yeshlem, shabot le yirush reshayim, nikre shniya yirusha, ab yirusha shlichis ein lehem, shashniya leiposka. Then, Tzarashi brings down, it says Boysen shekitchu hein le botlu. Rashi bin zaposik. Hilkach bimei rebi nogu isa ba'oretz. First the Beis Halevi, it's a psaza Yehuda, the psaza Yehuda, the first Rashi brings zaposik. Therefore,
The May Rebbe Nagu Isabot Shem Shemaim Nagu. It's also Minatayre. You say Ktusha Shniya Kitshelos and Lover. So Rashi says, he said that was bothering Rashi. I mean, Rebbe personally holds that like it Shelos and Lover. After look Ktusha Shniya. But since the Chachamim hold Rashi brings down the limit of the Chachamim, Hilkach B'mei Rebbe Nagu Isa Ba'oret. B'merabi the one no yigisa, he don't want to chapter with this. That means, not me, according to Rabbi, it's not me, Karadin. But if everyone is giving mice, he don't want to make a nice out of it, because, I mean, the Tachachamim hold us kitchelos and love it, no. This is Atkan Divrei Beis Halevi. So I thought, the way the Beis Halevi says, Tachma, we have a similar problem in Rashi and the Vavam Beis. Rashi says like this, five lines from the bottom, the Rashi and Bavam at base. So Rashi says that, that Chameya held, it's not Me'eretz Yisrael. The E Me'eretz Yisrael, he, if it's Me'eretz Yisrael, Afar Gav the Chameya, the Rebbe Acher Achubin Abe, Hakai Malon, Maise Dog and the Reis. So here Rashi is going, Kitcher, Kdusha Shni Kitchelo, said love it. Now I think there's missing above. So Rashi says, we're not talking about Eretz Yisrael. Now Rashi brings another raya. Uchediktoni, hit Rebbe es beishon, mechlau de sham mekoimis noyig behem. So what is Rashi being myself over here? I mean, Rashi is saying, it's not going in Eretz Yisrael. It can't be going in Eretz Yisrael. The Kaimalom that Kitcha lost in Lavoi. So Rashi means, a filler from Rebbe. Rebbe holds that it's not Kitcha lost in Lavoi. But from the Losh of Rebbe, we see that Rebbe were only chapped with Beishan. Mechlav de Sham, Mechaimis Noyig Behem. Again, a Losh of Noyig. By Rebbe, there were noyik. This was anagul. Bizman Rebbe. Could be that shot, the same shot like the Beis Halevi said. Right. Omar le Rabbi Yirmiyah le Rabbi Zairim. Now Rabbi Yirmiyah asked Rabbi Zairim. For Rameya ola ba'al mehuda orchu. Rameya, what was built from anhoge of Rameya. Now, one Ola of Yerek is an Achilles Arai before Gmar Meloche. Achilles Arai is Mutter. Before Gmar Meloche, Achilles Arai is Mutter. So, Melum, what is he built a whole Megillah from the Adhoga of Rameya? It was Achilles Arai. Omalei mi Aguda Ochlei. No. They had made an Aguda. That's called Gmar Meloche already. And then he took from this agud, he took one ola, and so now after Gmar Meloch, Achilles Ari is also osa, mi agudi ochle. So Usnan, we learned, Yerech HaNegad, Mishi Yeogeit. That Yerech HaNegad, that as soon as they made an agud, you're not allowed to eat Achilles Ari. Like the Gemara, Vidume lava daite. Maybe a mayor, he ate this whole thing, you're making a home apeche. Maybe he didn't realize, he didn't chap, it's, that he wasn't mafrish maisrits. Gemara hashte behemton shel tzadikim, and a kodish bochu, maybe takol al yodom tzadikim atman loikoshke. Trek the Gemara, Vidume iser aleim mimoke macha. Maybe it was Mafresh Maisres. Rabbi Yeshua didn't see it was Mafresh Maisres, because the he had another Ola Shel Yerek someplace else, and he said that should be Maiser on this, and he ate this Yerek. So Mor says, Leinech Shadur Chaveirim Litram Shaloi Min Amukir. Chaveirim Onapi Teirim Shaloi Min Amukir. So Mamele, Koslachatchili, you have to be Torah min amukhe. Vidume nosan eino betzadze v'ochel betzad achet. Good, maybe he was mafresh b'machshove. Amalei chazi man gavra rabbe kamase dalei. I mean, maybe it was like, we have someone, a philosophical person. A gavra rabbe was made, he was watching Rav Meir, every tenua of Rav Meir, and if he said Rav Meir wasn't mafrish maisris, that means he was batuach Rav Meir wasn't mafrish maisris. Afilu b'machshav, afilu nosaneinov. He was made, that he came to Rebbe to say this. Let us see Rashi. Allah ba'omed, achilasari, bishor yibore. My good ochle, mishenegad osalech alaroi, and negad shedar keloid, the mishayoget, hukta le maise, venesa bachilasari. Lava daite, shocha chameye, bla yisroi, loilam svira lei de boy asuri. Imokemache, shemava la yerik tolush bebeisoi, oma harei, hu maiser ala gudezu. Litrem shalai mina muke, mina machube, vesomach le muke means that it's close to it. To go in a makif in shtei chavis, so don't bring two chavis together. Chmoi makefes v'kayra loshen. Loshen, the mukif is loshen makriv. It brings close to magiyam zelozeh. Va'osa l'chove l'hafrish mima she'en l'fonov al ma she'l'fonov. V'shema oisai shusai mecholov eini ben. That means if he's making a frosha on he's making maisa something that's not performed of. How do you know that now it's ben? She never doy nirka, v'nim tshishen oima klum, v'oichu tvolim. Nosan eino v'tzad ze, likra loishen maisa v'tzad sheni, v'ocho mitzad sheni. Chazi man gavre rabe asid olay. Rei kama odom godo, hei idolo, d'hine rabbi Yeshua. Hoyo ubo lohoi balzois is yafe kivein vidigdek vidova el noche. So Yizicha was medagdek. We don't have time to learn the Taisvis and the Bava Medbeis. Let's just see Taisvis and the Zayin and Medalev. Elamokeim hinichu loi avoisav lizgada boi. Taime. Remeshani hochi bepeirik pame behima. Dorshinin besabome ishashel pnei Yerushalayim ashabonu shloime oisim bir yoshiyo. So the Gemara asks Efsha bo aso and he wasn't about them alamakish rishainin. So Gemara has a kashis. How could it be that the previous malachim were not mevayer these bomes and Yoshiyo was mevayer them? Elo makish rishainim lachoinu. Ma achreinim loyosu v'tola behem, af rishoini loyosu v'tola behem. So Gemara says, you know what, I'll tell you, it's very good kasha. How could it be that Yeshio was Mavaya? Yeshio was never Mavaya. If it was above Mosicha than before. So why does the Pasuk say he was Mavaya? It's not true. The Torah is saying he did something kosher, which in reality he didn't do. So the same thing it says that Shlomo built bombas, in reality he didn't build the bombas either. So my male makish reshoinim lachay. The male mishani, the mokim and nichle, but he simply is gada by the mishani off of the mose. Yes, kakashe, mokim and nichle, but the Shlomo, the mishlomo, of the gabinachash and the chayshes, the fish and nasa, pia dibu, toboy reshoinim. So there, Hotis Abshat, what happened till now? This is not understandable. Sarkochacha never happened. So it seems that this is mutter. In time of the stampede, remember the leaking. Sofik chasheicha ma'asrin es admai. That means, bein ha'shmosh ish ma'as admai, ha'vadei chasheicha loy. Agav uche, the Rabbi Natam says in the big Taisvis, that this din of nosin eino betzadzeh is by admai. That's what the Rabbi Natam says. There's a big machlekes in this. That's what the Rabbi Natam says. Now, the Mishnah says, sofik chasheicha, bein ha'shmosh ish ma'asrin es admai. Amai, kivun de efshay de noisen einov bitzad ze, v'oichel bitzad acher, im ken yemut ala hafrish b'shabet, so it's not nire ke misakin, because he does it the machshobet. Ke de mucha b'perek noitel, desnan Rabbi Yehuda oimer, af malin es amedume b'echo d'meye, that Rabbi Yehuda said that you could be ma'at, medume means that one saw of trume fell into 100 saw of chulam. Is malin as a meduma be'echa de meye, that means so I say, but what do you do, lemaise? You take out one saw, and then you say, this is the trume, and the rest you're allowed to eat. Frek de gemore, but you take out one saw, frek de gemore, vo mesakenu, how you allowed to do this in Shabbos, he's a mesaken. Mishani, omoni, Rav Shimon Elozi, da oma nois neino betzate, voichol betzatache, so Mameli, you don't have to take out a saw and say, this is Trume. You look at it, and you say, this is the Trume, then you eat from the other side. And Mameli, that's not Choshev Tikkun. So you see, B'mach Shabbos, not called Tikkun. Hochel Choshev Tikkun B'Shabbos. Shemala. So Ibazoi. So what was, why does it say, that by the Dafke Ben HaShemoshe, she could be Misakin, could be a Tumen, a Maschen, a Sadmai. Or Avadi Shabbos could also be Maser, since you could do it per Nois Neinu Betzatze. Shloime Deshani Medumen Shekvar Hoyo Niskan. This Kula, the Kedube Machshove, was only said, if it was Niskan, Avot Chilosu Yishol Tevo, Vashoy Nedev Shlita Neinu Betzatze, Velechol Betzatache. That means it was Mesukim Lechatkula, became Nesai Dei Taruvis. So this, they were Mekon that doesn't fall into a Tikkun. Asha Ein Kain, the Mai, which never was Niskan, so that they weren't Mekel, Afilu Bainosin, Eino B'Tzadzeh, Ba'ichu B'Tzadzeh.